how each neuron is connected to each other specifically in the process of neural network formation. So we are interested in this point and focusing a particular class of adhesion model cutoffs for the following reason. Cutoffs are crucial for connecting a cell together because without cutoff activity, cells tend to come apart like this. And cutoffs is just transmembrane homophilic adhesion model like this, and it is associated with cytoplasmic protein collective called catenins. One of the catenins and the beta catenin is now very popular because it is involved in signaling pathway, but I'm not talking about this aspect of beta catenin function. There are many subtypes of cutoffs family. For example, HCL cutoffs, muscle cutoffs, and chiral cutoffs, and many, many neural cutoffs. One important property of these cutoffs is that each cutoffs preferentially bind to the same cutoffs. Okay, HCL cutoffs to HCL cutoffs, or endothelial cutoffs and endothelial cutoffs. As a consequence, this cutoffs binding specificity confer the bind adhesive specificity on each cell. For example, if you mix cells with different cutoffs, they're sorted out. Therefore, cutoffs is a very important determinant for the adhesion specificity for each cell type. So we have been interested in how this cutoffs-mediated specific adhesion is involved for example, neural development. Because we have so many neurons and glias, but each cells are connected very, very specifically. So today I want to tell you two possible roles of cutoffs. One is axon fasciculation and the other is synaptic formation. So neurons extend axons, but axons initially make fascicles like this, and then segregate again from each other, finally find their target and to form synapse. It seems cutoffs are involved at least in these two processes, axon fasciculation and synaptic formation, which this is most essential for whole neural network formation. And so my first part of my talk is concerned this event. If an embryo stands for catenins or cutoffs, they are localized along the nerve fibers like this. If these fibers cut, you see the transverse sections. In this case, this is the axons of sensory neurons. Stand for E cutoffs in this case. We can see E cutoffs localized between the axons. So we are interested in what these cutoffs are doing. Of course, they suggest that they are somehow involved interaction between the axons, but we didn't know what are really these cutoffs are doing. So we could test cutoffs with this kind of distribution by Drosophila genetics by recent studies. We recently identified two Drosophila cutoffs. One is Drosophila epithelial cutoffs, the other is the neuronal cutoffs. Drosophila cutoffs generally large like these. I don't know how these large molecules can fit the intercellular space, but it is very large, but as compared with classic cutoffs. But they have a very conserved cytoplasmic domain. That means they can associate just catenins, beta or whatever catenins. Also, these molecules can induce cellular aggregation if we introduce into cell line. So the function is similar to these vertebrate class cutoffs. So we now focus on this Drosophila neuronal codomain. We call it just DN codomain. And its expression begins when the mesoderm differentiate during gastrulation in Drosophila embryo like this. When the neuron differentiates, very strong expression begins in the axonal part. Although mesodermal cell also express this same codomain, but very intense signal can be observed in neuronal regions. When the ventral nerve cord is established, very, very intense staining can be seen in axon fibers, although cell bodies themselves not so strong. Also, at the individual cellular level, growth cone has this protein like this. Naturally, this protein expressing all nerve fibers in the central, not only central nervous system, but also peripheral system in Drosophila embryos. So to know the function of this codomain, we isolated several DN codomain mutants. Null mutant is just embryonic lethal, so they cannot grow. But some weak allele can grow to the adult stage. But adult fly is quite interesting because they do not move, they do not fly. And also if these flies just put upside down, they cannot come back to the original position. And they also show sort of convulsion, and so suggesting they have some problem in the nervous system. So we look at the phenotype in the mutant, just focusing on in CNS and the ventral nerve cord. This is a wild type CNS, and this is a mutant CNS. Stain for just general neuronal marker. If we look at compare these two panels, you may not see big difference. And actually, overall structure of CNS not severely affected. However, if we examine the individual axons in the system using some subset specific markers, we found inside this is quite disorganized. For example, we use Fasciculin 2 as a marker. This is some early stage stain for Fasciculin 2 in wild type mutant. If you carefully compare these panels, you might find a couple of differences between these two. But I just point out one thing only here. For example, here, you can see strong staining in commissural fibers here and here. If you look at the wild type, staining is very weak, suggesting there is some misrouting of axons in these commissural regions. Okay, this is one difference in this panel. And then at a later stage, first two positive cells form three lines of parallel fascicles like this. This is the wild type. Then these two panels are mutant. Then if you compare these panels, you can find a lot of abnormal trajectories. For example, here, this lateral one is fused to the middle one, and here, this one, fascicle is just disrupted. Also, you could see some four lines of fascicles and so on. So these first two parallel fibers quite disorganized in this mutant. But in this training, we are still looking at many, many fibers. So we became interested in looking at individual axons using another marker, Aptras. This is transcription factor expressed only by three neurons in each in segment. Okay, and this is dorsal one, two ventral one. These axons neuron extend axons medially, and then the axon turn anteriorly. And this turning point finally gets to the most medial portion like this. And this is actually after staining. You can see it is a dorsal one and this ventral is out of focus, but these axons come here and join together, make a single line. Also, these axons join the axon coming from posterior segment, just form a single line. Okay, everything fasciculates to form a single line in the wild type embryos. However, in the mutant, now this is again wild type, these two panels show the mutant. Axon can migrate medially and turn to the anterior position. However, these fibers cannot join to the fibers coming from posterior portions. And here, very disorganized axon pattern. You can see everywhere abnormal patterning. The next slide is just close up of this position to see more closely fasciculation between ventral or dorsal axons. Now this again wild type three mutant. So this one is coming from dorsal, and this is from ventral. They never fasciculate together in every case. And sometimes this dorsal axon goes the wrong way. So these findings suggest DNA cadherin mediated adhesion is really crucial for normal interaction between axons. And this is a kind of summary slide, and this is wild type and the normal mutant phenotype. So a lot of aberrant axon patterning. It is well known other adhesion markers, for example, fasciculin 2 itself is also essential fasciculation axons. So maybe different adhesion molecules somehow coordinate for perfect axon patterning in Drosophila and CNS. Okay, I think this is the first genetic evidence is that the cadherin is very important for axon-axon interaction for guiding of axon pattern. Now I want to move to the second part of my talk. So now, growing axon finally reaches to the target and to form synapse. And this is most famous synaptic junction. But interestingly enough, almost nothing known about what adhesion molecules were essential for making synaptic junctions. What kind of molecule is connecting pre- and post-synaptic membrane? This is not known. So we consider the possibility cadherin or catenin complex also could be involved in this synaptic junction connection. So to test this idea, we just did a simple experiment. We just stained the brain slices for catenins or cadherins. Okay. We just chose catenins because catenins express everywhere. And this is one example. This is two neurons here in the mouse. We are now using mouse and chicken, not the software. This is two neurons in the cerebellar nucleus, stand for alpha N-catenin. You can see some discontinuous signals on the surface of neurons, also in the dendrite area. So this looks like a synaptic contact. Therefore, we double stain for synaptic firing just to confirm that. And also we use the synaptic timing. And if you compare these panels, signals somehow overlap, although they are not identical. So this was very encouraging preliminary observation. So we cut sections by for EM. So we did an EM immunostaining for these proteins. And from is the catenins indeed present in the synaptic junction. Here, this is synaptic vesicles. They are fused to this membrane and release transmitters. Here, you can see alpha catenin signals forming a symmetrical junctional structure. We cannot say junction, but this is just the reminiscent of adherin junctions can be seen in epithelium. Interestingly, these proteins do not localize here. So they just border synaptic, so-called active zone. So how about cadherin itself? So we look at N cadherins in the similar sections. And Catherine also localized in a similar place. This is the active zone, so it is localized next to the active zone. So to summarize these observations, synaptic junction is just like this. Catenin cutting complex is a component of synaptic junctions. Also, there could be some other adhesion here in the active zone, because if you look at the EM of synapses, you might see some electron dense materials between the pre and postsynaptic membranes, but nobody knows what kind of molecule is present. It's a future subject. So, okay, cadherin catenin is a component of the synaptic junction. And I show you the N-cadherin also present here, but N-cadherin is not expressed ubiquitously in the brain, as shown in the next slide. And this is just a section of midbrain of newly hatched chick, okay? This is the optic pectum, this is the brainstem region. So N-cadherin strongly expressed only in this region and this pectum region. This is called nucleus prepectoris, which receives axon from pecta, some layer of pectum, possibly here and here, okay? This is very important because cadherin is a homophilic adhesion molecule. For cadherin to work, two cells to be connected must express same cadherin, okay? So in this case, this one express same cadherin. The photograph for N-cadherin EM actually taken in this nucleus. So this is quite reasonable. So next question, some new question here arise, because alpha catenin are present everywhere. Then what cadherin should be present here? Some cadherin should assume to be present. So we became interested in looking at the other cadherin expression in the brain. So then we did that work using now the mouse brain. We isolated a whole mouse brain from newly born animals and did in situ hybridization for three cadherin, 6, 8, 11. This is so-called type 2 cadherin, which was identified PCR quite recently by Suzuki. So this is isolated brain. This is just surface of cerebral cortex. Interestingly, each cadherin shows different expression pattern on the surface of the cerebral cortex. And this one is most strongly expressed here and here and here, but not here. But 8 expressed here and here, and 11 is a little similar to 8, but 11 is positive in olfactory bulb, it's negative. 8 is negative here, and so on. So each shows a different expression pattern on the cerebral cortex and olfactory bulb. So we try to figure out what this pattern means. Then we look at the brain atlas like this, and this is an atlas for cortical areas. This is the motor cortex, the somatosensory cortex, auditory cortex, visual cortex, which was defined by neuroanatomy and physiology. Okay. If you compare this pattern and the previous pattern, we can now say each region expresses particular cadherins. So we now can identify this 6 positive region is somatosensory cortex and also auditory cortex, also olfactory bulb positive, but this kind of not strongly expressed in this region. However, 8 expressed in this region, this is the motor cortex. Also, 11 also expressed motor cortex, and also these two cadherin very strongly expressed in trilinear, perilinear. This is a human atlas. Each subdivision of cortical cortex is known to be associated particular subdivision of thalamus. This is very specific connection. So we became interested to look at the thalamus for the expression of these three cadherins. This is three representative slices of thalamic region. These are more anterior and posterior. And for 6 and 11, 8, 11, this is a similar level. And if you compare this staining pattern, again, you see difference. For example, this strong signal cannot see here, here, and also this signal is different in the pattern. And also we can identify each positive region. This is, for example, medial geniculate body, and this is a dental posterior nucleus, so on. So it's known region of thalamic subdivisions. So we summarize this pattern in this cartoon. So this here is a color code, yellow for 11 and blue for 6 and 8 for 8. And red for 8 and intermediate color represent two cadherins expressed and gray three cadherins. So the brains really a kind of mosaic expression of different cadherins. We look at only three cadherins, but there are at least 10 cadherins expressed brain. So it should make a very complicated pattern of mosaic. So then we again try to figure out what does this mean. This is just random or there is some order and so on. So to our surprise, here is some order. There is a big nice correlation between this pattern and known neuronal connection patterns. Okay? I just want to tell you a couple of examples. Here, this is simplest example here, auditory system. Medial genetic body is strongly expressed cadherin 6 only. And also, auditory cortex expressed strongly 6. This is connected. Okay? VP region expresses two cadherins, at least, 6 and 11. Also, somatosensory cortex, which is connected to this region, expressed same cadherin. Visual system, three cadherins like this. And this is just example in pharmacortical connection. But also, similar thing occurs everywhere of the brain. I just show example in more caudal region auditory system. And this is the entire auditory circuit. It begins with a spiral ganglion in the inner ear, and then project to the cochlear nucleus, then go to the inferior cortex, then go to the medial nucleus body, and finally auditory cortex. So major element of the auditory system express cadherin 6, except here. There is subdivision of nuclear cortex, ventral and dorsal. Ventral cochlear nucleus doesn't express this cadherin. And consistently, these neurons associate ventral cortex only a small amount of this cadherin. So expression just delineates only a pathway of auditory cortex. This can be seen also is in other system, like a smart sensory system or system. So each cadherin tend to delineate particular sub-pathway of the connection system. I just show you only 6 example, but 8 and 6 also express another sub-pathway of connection system. So this finding just leads us to propose a kind of model like this. As I show you, the cadherin is a component of synaptic junction, so then there might be involved a connection of axon to the target. And also, as I told you in the initial part of my talk, cadherins mediate specific cadherin. So different cadherin might mediate different connection system, and the specificity of cadherin could serve for preventing from random connections. But network is really complicating the brain. So we might have to assume this kind of situation also. If one neuron expressed two cadherins, they could receive multiple different neurons like this. And in fact, many nucleus express multiple cadherins, not only one and two. So we don't know what cadherin is doing here. One possibility is cadherin is essential for initiating connection or maintaining connection. Or the other possibility, even possible, for example, this cadherin even just essential for function of synaptic junction, not for developmental purpose. So we don't know yet. This model just come from purely anatomical study, so this is purely speculative. So we don't know, but we seriously want to test this model by a couple of many experiments, of course, including knockout technology. So finally, this cadherin was originally identified as a fusion molecule for fibroblasts and HCL cells. So the cadherin is really important for connecting these together. Without cadherin, they come apart. Now we have evidence and also essential axon-axon interaction. Also, there seems to be involved for the heterotypic neuronal connection at synaptic junction, which is essential to form the neural network formation, although this part is still speculative. And finally, I want to thank colleagues. Drosophila work was done, Tadashi Uemura, and Yoichi Iwai. Synaptic cadherin was discovered Naoshige Uchida, and cadherin expression in the brain was, this work was done by, mainly by Sachihiro Suzuki, also by Takayoshi Inoue. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.